AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Protesters tied themselves to the entrance of the British consulate in Jerusalem. International diplomacy is intensifying to agree to a ceasefire in Gaza.
Efforts to ease tensions in the Middle East have stepped up as the foreign ministers of Britain and France made a joint trip to Israel. Meanwhile, internationally mediated ceasefire talks in Qatar were expected to enter their second day. The new push came as the Palestinian death toll in Gaza climbed past 40,000, according to Gaza health authorities, and fears remained high that Iran and Hezbollah militants in Lebanon would attack Israel in retaliation for the killing of top militant leaders. I'm Karen Shamas.
And now there is word the ceasefire talks have wrapped up. They aim to reconvene in Cairo next week to seal a deal. Military authorities in the eastern Ukrainian city of Pokrovsk urge civilians to speed up their evacuation because the Russian army is quickly closing in on what has been for months one of Moscow's key targets in the war. The University of Michigan's Consumer Sentiment Index edged up. Expectations for the future rose, while their assessment of current economic conditions sank slightly. Authorities in North Carolina say a prisoner serving a life sentence for murder who escaped from a transport van earlier this week has been captured at a hotel about 100 miles away from the prison. The lead singer of the band Great White, Jack Russell, has died. Great White's hits include Once Bitten, Twice Shy and Rock Me. Russell's was fronting his band in 2003, the night 100 people died in a fire in Rhode Island. Jack Russell recently stopped touring after announcing he had been diagnosed with Lewy body dementia and multiple system atrophy. White was 63. Hurricane Ernesto is charging toward Bermuda. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Soutell, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are drifting on Wall Street as a big rally from earlier in the week loses momentum. The market is still headed for its best week of the year. The S&P 500 was little changed in the first hour of trading Friday. The index is coming off six straight gains. The Dow slipped 20 points. That's about 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite was up 0.2%. Treasury yields were edging lower in the bond market following some mixed reports on the economy. H&R Block jumped more than 18% after delivering a better-than-expected profit report and raising its dividend. Seth Soutell, New York.
BMW is recalling more than 1 million vehicles in China that may have Takata airbag inflators following a similar recall in the U.S. last month. Takata airbag inflators have been blamed for the deaths of at least 35 people since 2009 in the U.S., Malaysia, and Australia. U.S. regulators said last month BMW would recall about 390,000 vehicles. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.